אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום, אוסטרליה. Israel faced two crises this week, an unprecedented threat to democracy and the ongoing coronavirus threat. The former seems to have been overcome, while Israel is making the maximum effort to avert the latter. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Israel rose by 425 yesterday morning, for a total of 3,460 diagnosed patients. 50 were in a serious condition, 73 were in moderate condition, and 89 had recovered. All other cases were mild. By last night, the number had risen to over 3,600. 12 people have died of the pathogen. Prime Minister Netanyahu has warned the country that we could enter into a complete shutdown if there's not an improvement in the number of confirmed cases in the next 2 days. Yesterday, there was a very high level of compliance with government regulations. Synagogues remained closed and parks and other places of entertainment and all businesses remained closed. Police patrolled to check that citizens did not wander further than 100 metres from their homes, and a small number of arrests were made for those deemed to be endangering public health. Today, supermarkets, chemists and essential services will resume work in restricted conditions. Currently, 30% of the economy is operating. Netanyahu is looking to cut it to 10% until the end of the Pesach holiday, and the country is putting into place dramatic safety measures to support those in financial straits, including easing the conditions on unemployment benefits. On the political front, Israel is headed towards a national unity government. Negotiations took a new turn on Thursday when Benny Gantz, who has the mandate from the president to form a government, broke with his Kahol Levan coalition and announced that he would form a national unity government. He said that he saw no alternative in the current situation, with the country facing an emergency situation. His announcement was a shock because events earlier in the week seemed to indicate that opponents to Prime Minister Netanyahu and the Likud party had gained the upper hand politically. Israel's Supreme Court on Monday night ruled unanimously that Speaker of the Knesset, Likud member Yuli Edelstein, must hold a vote by Wednesday to elect a successor. In the ruling, it accused him of undermining democracy by refusing to do so. The court issued its ruling after Edelstein had rebuffed the justices' earlier non-binding stance that such a vote be held. Before they issued their ruling, Edelstein, who was elected to the Knesset in 1996 and has been speaker since 2013, had informed the panel of five justices that he would only schedule a vote when the political situation becomes clear. The court was adamant that the Knesset was not subject to formation of a government in its operations. Edelstein on Wednesday announced that he was resigning rather than calling a parliamentary vote on his own replacement. He said in a statement, "As someone who has paid a personal price of years in a labour camp for the right to live in the State of Israel, as a Zionist and as the Speaker of this House, I won't allow Israel to descend into anarchy. I won't lend a hand to civil war." He continued, "The High Court decision constitutes a gross and arrogant intervention of the judiciary in the affairs of the elected legislature. The High Court decision infringes on the sovereignty of the Knesset." Were Edelstein to have persisted in defying the court, Israel would have been plunged into a constitutional crisis. The resignation would only have come into force 48 hours later, but as part of the coalition negotiations, Benny Gantz stood and was elected as speaker to replace him on Wednesday night. 74 MKs voted for him, 18 against, and the rest, including Yesh Atid, did not participate. It was expected that MK Meir Cohen of Yesh Atid would become speaker. Then, on Thursday night, Gantz announced that he was entering into a national unity government with Prime Minister Netanyahu, shocking his voters and dismantling the Kahol Levan coalition. Kahol Levan came together in 2019 formed of three separate parties, Yair Lapid's Yesh Atid, Gantz's Chosen Yisrael and Moshe Yalon's Telem. On Thursday night, Yesh Atid party leader Yair Lapid and Telem leader Moshe Yalon accused Gantz of crawling into a coalition of extremists and extortionists. Lapid said the former army chief had betrayed Kahol Levan's voters, stolen their votes and handed them to Netanyahu. Despite his claims, Gantz was not entering into a unity government, but had simply surrendered to Netanyahu. Yalon joined in, saying Gantz was joining a government that represents everything that we oppose, in a move that was disappointing to say the very least. Gantz on Friday defended his shock decision to head towards a unity government with Netanyahu, saying he was at peace with the move, even though it ruptured the Kahol Levan alliance he had led. Gantz said that he, along with former IDF chief Gabi Ashkenazi, had decided that the only alternative was a fourth round of elections, which was not an option during the coronavirus crisis. Gantz reiterated his praise for his former Kahol Levan partners, Yair Lapid and Moshe Yaalon, calling them patriotic and principled, but said they refused to acknowledge that there was no other way forward. Gantz, who may only bring 12 MKs from his party into the coalition, appeared to win the support of MK Yoaz Hendel from Telem, who tweeted that Gantz was putting the good of the country before political interests. It is possible that Labour under Amir Peretz may join the coalition. MK Yitzhak Shmuli is also expected to join. Geshev Party's only MK, Orly Levy Abakasis, who broke up her alliance with Labour Meretz following the elections, will also enter the new coalition. However, Gadir Kamal Mehri, the first Druze woman elected to the Knesset, vowed she would not join Gantz. Leadership and honesty are measured in times of crisis. A leader does not betray his principles and voters. She wrote, I came to politics to replace the racist, divisive government of the nation-state law and not to be a partner in it. I will not serve one day under the corrupt man from Balfour. Meretz MK Tamar Zandberg was critical of Gantz, saying, you'll end up a rug under the feet of an alleged crook, an inciter and racists. We're standing here in shock trying to comprehend the depth of the deception, the disaster you're inflicting on millions of voters who backed the left democratic bloc who sought an alternative to Netanyahu. Avigdor Lieberman has also vowed not to join the coalition. Negotiations are underway to allocate ministries and to work out a rotation agreement for the position of Prime Minister. Gantz's conditions include that his allies take the Justice, Defence and Foreign Ministries. The Justice Ministry is considered crucial, with Gantz committed to reverse the direction of the past two ministers. A new Speaker of the House will also need to be elected. Dozens of demonstrators in the Black Flag movement drove yesterday to the homes of several Knesset members of Benny Gantz's Chosen Yisrael party to protest his shock decision. The protesters were also demanding that, coalition or not, party members continue to support action against corruption and threats to democracy. Demonstrations are allowed in the exemption to the coronavirus emergency regulations. Citizens are allowed to go further than 100 metres from their home and to be in groups of more than 10 for the sake of a demonstration, though for little else. And Israel is sending three more planes to bring back Israelis who want to return during the global coronavirus crisis. Planes will go to Argentina, to New Zealand and to Australia in the coming week, with details to be announced in the next 48 hours. This is Peter Jones-Pellach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.